to board our local hour here on KSBT in somewhat sunny Sandpoint and at KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry. You can also tune us in online anywhere you are at any time at NorthIdahoRadio.com. We're in North Idaho, and it's Thursday, so we call this North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we've got an action-packed, very good show for you today. First up, we'll have our weekly Bonner General Health segment today. Aaron Benal, Public Information Officer, and Daniel Holland, the Director of Diagnostic Imaging, will join us. We'll be talking about the latest happenings at BGH, as well as discussing the vaccine rollout, which began a week ago, at least at the Panhandle Health District, for certain categories of people, and when it's going to become more available to you and me. Yeah, I want it. In our second segment, we'll be chatting with Marcy Timblin and Katie Cox from Kiniksu Land Trust. They have some fun winter projects coming up, and we'll learn how they're doing that amidst the pandemic and everything. And in our final segment today, time willing, we'll have our good friend Duffy Mahoney will be with us. Of course, Duffy and his brother Mickey are the owners of McDuff's Brewing Company, and of course, they've opened their brand new pub on 2nd Avenue in the old library building, which was originally the post office a long time ago. Beautiful building, and they have done an outstanding job in the remodel. And we'll just see how it's been going for them so far, as you know, most restaurants kind of struggling through all of this. And I know they're very conscious of safe distancing there and keeping employees and patrons safe. So Duffy will be joining us. Tell us how it's going over at McDuff's. Up at Schweitzer Mountain Resort, a beautiful day up there today. Of course, they were closed yesterday for the winds. I guess you should go online and find out the exact condition. They've had a ton of snow. We haven't had a lot down here in the valley, but the Schweitzer's doing pretty well with the snow. They're actually measuring new snow by the feet as the storms continue to roll through. In addition to the great skiing and boarding conditions, the resort has a few big events coming up. This is Martin Luther King weekend coming up here in the next few days, and returns the annual Northern Lights Fireworks Show. A lot of their usual Martin Luther King weekend festivities are canceled this year, but they still will have the fireworks at 6 o'clock on Saturday, and you can watch from your cars or from your condo if you happen to have one, or just somewhere in the parking lot and just a safe distance. The following, let's see, January 16th, to check out the snow bar set up in the village all weekend long, and the following week, more good stuff is coming along with the Toyota Free Ski Friday. Everything out plus latest on twilight skiing and restrictions. You can find all that info and get your lift tickets in advance at Schweitzer.com. Do not go up the mountain expecting to buy a lift ticket, because you have to do it in advance at Schweitzer.com. All right, we're going to have our BGH segment here in just a minute. Also, a couple of girls, Katie and Marcy from Kiniksu Land Trust, and then Duffy Mahoney with us, so stick around.
Super One Foods in Sandpoint is now hiring in all departments. Great jobs starting at $12 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net. Super One Foods continues to go to great lengths to keep their customers safe with constant cleaning and other safety measures. For your convenience, try their shop online service. Just place your order online and set the time for pickup. Your personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and bring them out to your car. It's that simple. Go to superonefoods.net and shop online today.
Pace Kirby Insurance and Real Estate has been serving Boundary County for over 100 years, and they've built their reputation through good service, honesty, and stability. Come to Pace Kirby in downtown Bonner's Ferry for insurance of all kinds, life insurance, supplemental health, and also Safeco Auto Insurance. Pace Kirby also sells real estate, including acreage, both large and small, farms, timberland, and creek and river property. Call 267-3123. That's 267-3123 for Pace Kirby, when experience counts.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. I wanted to take the time to identify some of the practices that make Taylor & Sons unique when considering our business for your automotive sales or repair needs. Taylor & Sons is constantly fine-tuning our operation to provide expediency and professional service in both our sales and repair facility. These conveniences are evidenced by tools such as accurate online listings of in-stock vehicles, remote appraisal of potential trade-ins, and defined processes to limit the time you must spend in the dealership. Our service department is stacked with some of the best local talent in automotive repair and management, and all of the work is performed in the cleanest modern repair facility available in the area. Finally, in the latter part of 2020, Taylor & Sons has introduced our Taylor & Sons Powertrain Advantage. Every new Chevrolet and late model pre-owned vehicle now comes with the security of a 10-year or 150,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Exclusions apply, but talk with any of our sales staff for all the details. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Idaho's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their head?
We play! Yeah!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back here, North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte. We're joined by half of our BGH team so far today. I know Aaron's running a little behind. Obviously, things are crazy busy with the Bonner General Health. Daniel Holland is with us, and Daniel is the Director of Diagnostic Imaging, and welcome back to the show.
Hey, Bob, it's nice to see you.
Great to have you. It's great to see you once again. You know, we had you on this show back when you were in high school swimming. That was a long time ago.
Really? I don't remember hopping on the radio in high school.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I must have been so scared I just blocked it out of my memory.
You and Mike Brosnahan and whoever else was in your class back in 2003?
2003.
Yeah. Wow. You had a lot of hair back then.
I did. It's gone.
Yeah. But you look great, and I really appreciate you coming back on. As I ask every week in this segment, how are things in general at Bonner General?
Things are going pretty well. You know, it's definitely an ebb and flow. We go through periodic times where we are at capacity in the hospital, so trying to figure out what that means for care, where we're placing patients, how we're getting people out the door. We are definitely going through times where staffing has been difficult due to, of course, COVID as well. Having to make decisions on how we're servicing the community, trying to minimize that impact as much as we can. And I think overall we've done a really good job. At the moment, I think it's going pretty well.
Yeah, and just before we came on during the break, you and I were talking about vaccines. That's kind of the main subject of today.
Yes.
Are most of the employees vaccinated now?
You know, I don't actually know what the percentage of our actual hospital employees is. I know that through the employees that wanted to get vaccinated, as well as the physicians that are contracted, not necessarily employees, but contracted with the hospital. I believe we vaccinated about 250 of them.
That sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, which is a nice big chunk of people.
So are the vaccinations going to become available at the hospital? I think last week, and I could be wrong, but I know you guys were just doing employees at the time. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we can talk about maybe when Aaron gets here with when to roll out to the general public.
Yeah.
But I think the only place last week you could get it was at Panhandle Health.
Yeah.
Is that going to start spreading out to pharmacies and doctor's offices?
I don't know. There's a lot of rules and regulations for accepting the vaccine from the government and a lot of pieces that go along with it. So as far as I understand right now, in Bonner County, there are only three entities that are able to give the vaccine. That's Bonner General, Panhandle Health District, as well as Kinexu.
Gotcha.
And I think that's it right now. Now, we are getting ready and have started to roll out to the public. We've really been focusing on that 1A and kind of 1A subgroup,
certainly.
Right? But we recently kind of put together a team to really figure out how we're going to get this out to the public. Aaron, who should be here soon, is a huge part of that team, as well as Trish Mayhew, a nurse at the hospital, is also on that team, and then myself. And my side is with the scheduling side, trying to figure out how we actually get the maximum amount of people in that we can every single day based on available doses and available staffing. So we've been trying to tackle that pretty aggressively, and we are getting ready to roll into what we would call our 1B subgroup.
And who's in that?
Yeah, it's actually a fairly large subgroup, but the focus for the next...
Are local talk show hosts included in that?
We...
I'm just kidding.
That 1B subgroup, the focus right off the bat is going to be school districts
that are
in our area.
You imagine the relief that teachers and custodians and everybody must feel like, oh, thank goodness, because they're around so many potentially asymptomatic people all day, every day. Yeah.
You got it. So what we've tried to do, because what we're really worried about is getting, and I'm not joking, thousands of phone calls to try to schedule their vaccine. Mm-hmm. So what we've done is, and Aaron takes care of all of the external communication to the community, as well as all the providers in our community. She does a wonderful job at it.
She does.
And she's created a form that is on our website. And basically what that form is, it's a history form that you fill out when you would come in to get the vaccine. It's got your name. It's got your date of birth. It also has the subgroup that you are a part of right now, so that we can stratify out whether you're still a 1A that needs to get in, a 1B teacher, a 1B police officer, a 1B 65 and older, you know, those sorts of individuals. Then we can get those, put them into their groups, group them together, and focus on whatever subgroup the state has decided that that's where we're supposed to be focusing.
Gotcha. I just got texted some COVID testing numbers anyway. In the last week, at BGH, tested 384 new potential patients, 62 positives. There's still 74 pending, and presently in Bonner General Hospital with COVID symptoms, there are 5 patients.
Yep. And we've kind of been, you know, jostling day to day between about 3 to 6 inpatients that are actually COVID positive. Kootenai's really taken the brunt of the inpatient population, and they've been well above their census for what is considered their ICU.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So can you tell us the process if you fit in the 1A or 1B category? You're of a certain age, or you're a teacher or just employed by the school district, or a police officer or fire. What do you do?
Yep. So the easiest way to do is go to our website. So
bonnergeneral.org.
And there is a COVID link there. And you click on the COVID link, and it takes you to everything that we have on COVID on our website.
Gotcha.
And right there in the very middle, once you get to that page, is a vaccine box. And it says sign up. And you click that box, and you just work through the questions. And one of the main things that we want to make sure people know is that, you know, we definitely need that contact phone number. We need your full legal name, need your date of birth, and select that stratification group, subgroup that you are a part of. That way we can make sure that you get in as quick as possible, within the group that you're supposed to.
So when someone like myself, when I'm in the category that I can get it, which I think is 2 something or another, whatever, I would be contacted by the hospital?
Yes. And, you know, and that contact is really based on, obviously, the volume of people that have called us, how many doses we have on a week-to-week basis, and then how many staff we have to actually give those doses.
Gotcha.
So the,
what a juggling act.
I know. Once we get that form, we're going to keep it. You don't need to contact us. We'll get to you as soon as we can, and we're going to do it in the order of which we've received them within the subgroups that we're working on.
Gotcha. Aaron Bernal is with us now as well. I know you're super swamped. I really appreciate you coming over
thank
here.
Thank you so much for continuing to have us to update our community.
We really appreciate it. As long as you feel it's important. important to do, I'm here. So let's just keep doing it. You are both fully vaccinated now. You've had the two shots. Were they Pfizer or Moderna? Is that something that we talk about? Is there any difference? Or
no, there really isn't a difference medically, other than that the Pfizer you're getting 21 days after the first dose, and the Moderna is 28 days.
The Pfizer, you can be 16 years of age.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moderna, you need to be 18 years of age.
So right now, we're only vaccinating adults.
Gotcha. So after the first shot, I know I was telling Daniel before he got here, I was seeing some school district employees just feeling a lot more confident because, hey, I've got something in my system now. Are you building immunity immediately with that, or is it you have to wait till you've had the two shots? No, seems to be a lot of confusion about
sure,
that.
Sure. I think you're starting to build an immune response, but they say that your full immune response will not come into effect until you are 10 to 14 days after your second dose.
Gotcha.
That's when you would say you're going to have the best immune response possible. Mm-hmm. So I would keep doing whatever you're doing to prevent yourself from getting COVID and continue to do that afterwards, but really continue to do those things normally until you're 14 days out.
And I think it's important too that this is so exciting. We have the vaccination, we also have to remember this is really new.
Absolutely.
And so that when you are in the grocery and you are, you know, in close quarters, wearing a mask is still very important because mm-hmm. they're still saying that although you might be 95% covered, you're still capable of carrying, you know, the virus to those people who are not vaccinated or high risk or haven't had that opportunity. So it's really important to still follow those guidelines for now.
So what is it? And perhaps this isn't in your expertise, but say, just throwing a number out there, only 50% of people in Bonner and Boundary County get one of the vaccines and the other 50% does not. Is there any numbers or research on how that's going
to
affect?
No, I think that's hard to tell because some of the other 50% who may, the vaccine might not be right for them. They might have already had COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they still have that 90-day to 6-month antibody protection as well. So
I have nothing to back this up, but I just feel like a lot of us have had it and it just wasn't very severe. But who knows? And how much of that is psychological? Because you know, you watch the news or listen to it and you think, oh man, is this slight fever? Is that COVID? And then
it's entirely possible.
Yeah. So what do you, once you get that call or whatever, you get an email saying, hey, your day is tomorrow, where do you go?
You go right over to the hospital. There's two entrances. There's patient registration, and then there's a second entrance that people normally, in normal times, would walk through. I don't know, east, west, Daniel, do you? It's red.
Sunsets
it's
right in there. The west.
That's right.
It's the east entrance.
It's the east entrance where our coffee shop is currently. Mm-hmm. You'll walk right in there. You'll be greeted with a registration form and information, and it's really smooth. It's about a 30-minute process.
Yeah, it's about 30 minutes.
40 minutes.
And one of the biggest things, as we've been talking to people and getting them in and getting them set up for their second appointment, to realize because of the sheer volume of people that we are getting in, as well as the complexity on making sure that we get and have doses for that second dose, that we're scheduling them at the exact same time, exactly 4 weeks later. Mm-hmm. And it has to be fairly rigid. Otherwise, you have hundreds of people trying to move their appointments around, which becomes a fairly large logistical problem, trying to maintain and continue to be able to push this vaccine out at the efficiency level of what we're hoping to be able to do.
Yeah, and you have to be sympathetic of what you guys and Panhandle Health is going through organizational-wise. And the thing to do is if you get an appointment, you are one lucky person.
Yes.
And you should show up to it. I know a teacher who missed their appointment, and now it's like pulling his hair out going, I can't get back in, and mm-hmm. I want to go back to school.
And that's all about maximizing those doses, making sure we don't waste any doses because we're pulling those vials based on how many people we have that day.
Right. And we have an ongoing call mm-hmm. list, and we're really adamant that we don't, to ensure we do not waste any vaccine. So if people, for whatever reason, do not show up to their appointment, they're unable to get vaccinated because they may have received a vaccine 2 weeks prior to that, we have a call list to fill those slots so we don't have any waste.
Because once something is defrosted, you have to use it, correct? Yeah, that's what I understood. Did you get any instructions after you get your first shot? Like they say, do this, don't do that. I just read something online a minute ago about after you get your first shot, don't drink a lot of sugary soft drinks or energy drinks or eat a lot of fast food or processed food, which are things you shouldn't do in general. Right. But does that make it worse? Is there research on that? Or is that,
you know, that I'm not sure, but we do have a three to four page informational packet that goes with each person. So they can try to answer those frequently asked questions as well as just kind of what to expect.
All right. And so the thing to do if you have any questions about anything COVID-related, as Daniel was saying, go to bonnergeneral.org and you click on the COVID tab, I believe you said, and then it has all the information and how to get registered and all of that stuff. And this will all get easier as time goes on. Speaking of time going on, is there any new updates on when, you know, the average 40-year-old might be able to qualify for a...
So that's looking about May. That's what that timeline is showing, May 2021. We're hoping that, I mean, that we're going to be able to eventually increase hours, maybe increase additional days, depending upon the supply. We are committed to our kids staying in school. We're really committed to our community and economic stability.
Absolutely.
You know, our hospital, you know, our community depends on our hospital, and our hospital depends on our community. And it's really important to us as well as an entire team that we are able to vaccinate all those individuals that want to be vaccinated.
And, you know, everybody has had a tough go of 2020 and now into 2021, but you had in the hospital, it's been an incredible challenge, and you guys have been so professional and have done such a great job. We are really lucky to have you and Boundary Community Hospital as well.
Thanks, Bob.
Is there anything else that about the vaccine or whatever you wanted to share today, or are we good for this week?
We're good. We're continuing to test Monday through Friday. So far, we've done 11,570 tests.
Unbelievable. That's an amazing feat in itself.
As of January 12th. And between January 4th through January 11th, we've tested 493 people. 97 of those are positive. So we're running on about a 19% positivity rate each week still. Other than that, we have four inpatients right now. One of those is in our ICU. But we, like I said, we have an incredible team, and our clinical staff and our frontline staff are committed to the health of our community, and they keep showing up even though they're absolutely exhausted.
Yeah.
So it's really a privilege to be a part of such a great organization.
You guys are doing great, and you'll help get us all through all of this in the coming months, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, we'll switch gears a little bit, talk about Kiniksu Land Trust. We have Katie and Marcy with us. They have some virtual events and some fun wintry things coming up. So stick around. Also coming up after that, one of my good friends, Duffy Mahoney from McDuff's, will be joining us as well. So stick around.
Break away from your winter hibernation and enjoy a night out at 41 South. Warm up by the fireplace and enjoy the cozy lodge setting, delicious food, and courteous service. 41 South is perfect for a relaxing evening after a fun day on the slopes, when you need a night off from cooking, or just looking to get an order to go. 41 South is taking all the necessary precautions to help keep their guests safe. Open for dinner service 7 nights a week, 41 South at the south end of Sandpoint's Long Bridge, the icing on the lake.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. We'd like to give a huge thanks to our community for making our holiday food and toy drives a success. Come see us this month and take advantage of our $149 coolant flush or $299 4x4 service. And keep your vehicle running great with 10% off all scheduled maintenance. Our certified techs work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. As always, home of the 1995 oil change, Pierce Auto Center.
The Northwest is full of hard workers, early risers, innovators, and extra milers. You don't back down when hardships come your way. You open your doors and get to work. That's why P1FCU Member Business Services is here to support you. We're proud to be your credit union. You keep life moving and communities united. Stronger together, we are P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938.
Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty is locally owned and operated, and now with two locations, on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry and downtown on Main Street, to better serve the community. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home in 2021, think local. Call Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty for a free market analysis today. 208-267-8575. Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty, located in downtown Bonners Ferry and near the stoplight on the South Hill. Coldwell Banker, that's the power of blue.
Imagine you can smell the rich aroma of McCafe espresso beans brewing. Now imagine you can taste the chocolate, the caramel, the hazelnut, or French vanilla flavors, and the perfect swirls of thick whipped topping. If you could, you'd head to McDonald's right now for a hot or iced latte, mocha, or macchiato fix. It's decadence in a coffee cup. A small is only $2. McCafe, good is brewing. Price and participation may vary.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And with buy one, get one for a dollar, you can grab everyone's favorites, like a McChicken biscuit, chicken McGriddles, sausage McMuffin, and more. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
Now, my last guest, he wouldn't care.
No, he really wouldn't care.
I'm going to play it by ear. That's what I'm going to do. All right, we are back and switching gears here now to the Kiniksu Land Trust. We have Marcy Timblin, Katie Cox with us. Katie is the executive director. Marcy is the... it's up to me to come up with this. She is the communications director, or director of communications, depending how you look at things. Katie, welcome to the show. I know we've had Marcy on several times over the years with the library, your former occupation, and congratulations on the new job. So, Katie, for anybody who may be new to town, which there's a lot, who just doesn't know what Kiniksu Land Trust is, what do you guys do?
Well, so Kiniksu Land Trust, we are a conservation organization at the very heart of our work. So we work with private landowners to put land in conservation, but as well, we have an expanded mission. About in 2012, we, I guess at the time I wasn't there, but everybody looked at each other and said, hey, we need to connect people more with the land. How do we go about doing that? And we turned, we started focusing more on what we call community conservation. So we work in the schools with our children and our youth here in Sandpoint and beyond. And we also started trying to figure out how do we help people connect in nature. And so that's when we made the choice to look at trying to get a land acquisition close into Sandpoint, which is now Pine Street Woods, which everybody knows near and dear. But Kiniksu Land Trust, I should just note, works in a three-county area. So not only do we work here in Bonner County, we work in Boundary County and Sanders County, Montana, doing land conservation, reaching out to the schools, and bringing you more trails all the time.
That's great. So is... what's going on at Pine Street Woods right now?
Well, I actually just went running there. A perk of the job is that I had to do a wind damage assessment. And so that involved me going for a run, which was great. So right now, our snow level, obviously, our snow has decreased, which is sort of sad because as some people know, and I'll let others who don't know, we do grooming through Pondere Peddlers, grooms the narrow trails for us at Pine Street Woods in the winter, and the Sandpoint Nordic Club grooms the wide trails. So we are open for skiing, snowshoeing, fat tire biking, running, all throughout the year. That was a big part of Pine Street Woods, was to make sure it was open and accessible all year long. And so The trails, though, the snow is melted on the south faces, mm-hmm. and it's icy in some sections and not really skiable right now. So we need to do our snow dances. We need to we need to start the snow dances and get the snow down here.
Well, you know how it is in North Idaho. I mean, it looks like March right now. A month from now, we could have 4 feet of snow on the ground. So you just never know. And it's got to be coming.
Don't we call it like January?
Yeah, something like that. So for anybody who doesn't know, where are the Pine Street Woods? Marcy? Well, you want to jump in here?
You know what? You don't want to ask me. I mean, I'm there all the time, but I am directionally challenged. Like, you're going to have to help me get out of this building.
Okay.
Because I'm so bad like that. Katie, take it away.
I'll take it away. So Pine Street Woods is located in Dover, actually, and it is on Pine Street. So you head west on Pine Street past Traverse Park. And all the way sort of up past Selkirk School, you make the 90-degree turn, keep going until the asphalt ends, and then about half a mile after the asphalt ends, there is a entrance on your left, and you'll see a sign that says Kinnexu Land Trust, Pine Street Woods, and you enter there, and it's 3/4 of a mile up the hill, which we plow all winter long, and we try to sand when it's icy because it is quite a hill to get to the top. It's 500 feet above the level of downtown Sandpoint. So of course you can enter, from the highway to over by Dover onto Pine Street that way and come the back way. And that's how you get to Pine Street Woods. Pine Street Woods is 180 acres of playground, really, for everybody to enjoy, trails. And then it's also connected to our beloved Sherwood Forest, which is another 142 acres that was privately conserved for the benefit and enjoyment of all those who love and spending time out in nature. So, yeah, so we're lucky to have this large playground right in the heart of Sandpoint, really.
Yeah. Well, that's where my relatives are from, that particular area, and that was our personal playground a long time ago, but it's great that it's everybody's now. Marcy, jumping in here, you have some events coming up for winter time.
We do. So we just now finished our Kinnexu Winter Camp, which is over the course of two separate weekends, and that was a really great success. The weather held off, and it was awesome for kids 6 to 13 years old. And so now we're kind of getting ready for the upcoming year. The most recent and exciting thing that we have coming up is a snowy owl event. So photographer Paul Bannock has graciously offered to do a program for us, and he'll be doing a virtual discussion and presentation of his new photo book, The Snowy Owl. A visual history. And so anyway, that should be a really neat one. I was going to ask you, Bob, have you ever seen a snowy owl?
In person?
Yeah.
No.
No. Have you, Katie?
I don't think so, no.
I had one at my house a few years ago, and it was super cool.
Don't they blend into
the
snow?
Yeah, and it was super snowy that day. So it was just amazing. It just happened to fly through our yard out north of town, and it was just so epic. So yeah, if anyone gets a chance to see this presentation, it's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm.
And when is this?
That's going to be on Tuesday, February 16th at 7 p.m. via Zoom. There's a $5 donation, and we'll have tickets on sale starting on Tuesday, the 19th of January. And they can do that on our website at www.kinnexulandtrust.org.
And again, that's February what?
February 16th at 7 p.m.
So we can get you back on the show between now and then.
That'd be great. Okay.
I went kind of long with the Bonner General people, but they had a lot to talk about today.
Oh, okay.
So
it's an important topic.
We do have some more time, though. What other events do you have coming up, or what else is going on maybe virtually or what have you this winter?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so our programming is a little bit less than what we typically would do. We normally would do a lot of after-school programs and some spring programming, which we'll still be doing with our director of education, Dave Kretzmer. But we right now we're working on an initiative with Colorado College hoping to bring that to fruition. I'll let Katie talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, as I said at the beginning of the hour or the beginning of our conversation, we're doing a lot of work in education. And part of that work this year, we are trying to be so responsive to the needs of our school district. During this time of COVID, we had kids getting out of school at 1 o'clock. So as Marcy said, we started a robust after school program and to bring kids up to Pine Street Woods during that 1 to 4 time when, you know, they didn't have parents at home. And so part of this work has really, I would say, ballooned into some amazing initiatives that we're taking on together, Lake Pendere School District, University of Idaho, Kinnexie Land Trust, and now most recently Colorado College. So we met with Colorado College this summer, and they were very interested in the work that we're doing at Pine Street Woods, and they wanted to see how they could support us through their programs. They have a program called an innovative design innovation program, and part of that is connected with their Department of Architecture. And so we connected when I think most people might know when they saw in the paper, Farman and Washington both did run-a-thons and they raised a lot of money. And Farman, knowing that right now it's really safe to be outside, really wanted that money to go towards outdoor education. And also, I should say, because we've done outdoor education with Farman and Washington and other various schools for probably more than 5 years now. And the results that we see when we bring our outdoor educator there, we're seeing the results. We see those are the best days of attendance for the kids, least amount of behavioral issues, and the teamwork can go on for hours. Whereas in a classroom, the teacher say, you know, we can get 20 minutes of the kids working together. Outside, it's indefinite. And so we know that outdoor education is a key to really stimulating our youth and really connecting them to place. And so when this money was raised, Eric turned to me, the principal at Farman, and said, Katie, okay, like, how do we get some tents because we'd put some tents up at the school, how do we get more tents? And I said, Eric, if we want this program to be sustainable and continue to grow, let's think beyond tents and let's think to like an actual structure that we can have up during the winter and all year round so that you can do outdoor education programming the entire school year. And so we brought Colorado College here and their Department of Architecture and their students, and they have been collaborating with the students and the faculty at Farman in order to create what would be an outdoor structure. And they interviewed the kids, they interviewed the teachers, and we just had a presentation right before the holiday of what they came up with. Now they're going to do the same thing at Washington. And then after that, their Department of Architecture, Landscape Architecture, is going to come and do a program on rewilding the play yard. And we're going to look at what it might look like to bring the wilderness back into the school play yard.
That's all awesome.
So some amazing programs and collaborations that we're so excited to be a part of and partner with our schools. And yeah.
And again, Marcy, to find out more information or how you can become involved in Kinnexie Land Trust, what's the best thing to do?
So you can certainly go to our website to learn more about our purpose and our mission, our vision, which again is www.kinnexielandtrust.org. Excuse me.
.org.
Yeah. You could also catch us at Pine Street Woods or come by the office. And I'm so new that I can't remember the address.
Yes, right on Michigan.
Right up the street here. Just go to the website and find out. You guys, thanks for joining us today. We'll do it again here in a couple of weeks, if that's all right, because we need to take our final break right now. When we come back, we have the co-owner of McDuff's with us. Duffy Mahoney is joining us. Talk about their new building, beautiful new building.
So cool.
And see how things are going over there. So stick around.
Awesome. Thanks.
When it comes to getting a good night's sleep, all mattresses are not created equal. Hi, this is Jody for Sandpoint Furniture. I have over 25 years in the sleep business, helping people find their perfect comfort level. I would like to invite you to test rest the new Beautyrest mattress. I think you'll love it. Beautyrest is designed to give you the comfort and support you need, and their airflow feature helps you sleep cooler every night. When you sleep cooler, you sleep better. Right now, take advantage of our All-American sale. Great pricing on the entire Beautyrest line. Sandpoint Furniture stocks over 500 pieces right here in Pend Oreille. You could be sleeping better tonight. Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One works hard every day to be your hometown furniture and flooring store. Sandpoint Furniture, find us on Bonner Mall Way, just off Highway 95 or Highway 200 in Ponderay, or check us out at sandpointfurniture.com.
Hi, this is Shane from North Auto Collision in Bonner's Ferry, here to talk to you today about aftermarket parts. Did you know that around 85% of all insurance estimates are written to include aftermarket parts on your car? Many of these parts are made in China. Not only do they fit poorly and offer minimal corrosion protection, but they can also void your warranty. Here at North Auto Collision, not only do we think this is wrong, but we're doing something about it. That's why we're proud to introduce our new comp program. Here's how it works. If your insurance company is only willing to pay for aftermarket parts, our comp program will cover the cost to use original manufacturer parts. If you drive a Ford, we're going to use Ford parts. If it's a Toyota, Toyota parts. You get the picture. So combined with the great quality and customer service you're already accustomed to at North Idaho Collision, our comp program is just another way we're looking out for you, this time in an unprecedented way. Some exclusions may apply, but not many. Remember, it's always your choice where you get your vehicle repaired. So tell your insurance company, I'm going to North Idaho Collision in Bonner's Ferry. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to serving you.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
All right, we are back. Our final segment for North Idaho Thursday. Actually, our final segment for this week, for me, I always declare it the weekend at 1 o'clock on Thursdays. And in this final segment, we are joined right now by the co-owner of McDuff's Brewing Company, Duffy Mahoney. Duffy, how are you? Well, we'll try to reconnect. We had him here for a second, and then he has been undone, so we will get to him here in just another minute. In the meantime, we will tell you again about Schweitzer Mountain Resort. They're measuring new snow up there by the feet as the storms have come rolling through. Not sure how yesterday's winds that closed them down affected any of that snow. But in addition to the great skiing and boarding conditions, it's Martin Luther King weekday. Go to Schweitzer.com to learn more about when the fireworks show is and all of that at Schweitzer. We are back to the phone and joined now by Duffy, I believe. Duffy, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Bob?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Thanks for joining us today. I know how incredibly busy you guys are, and I know we've had Justin Dick on this show several times talking about restaurants in general in North Idaho through the pandemic. You guys opened a brand new, big, beautiful restaurant in the middle of all this. How have you adjusted, and how's it been going?
It's actually going better than I would have originally guessed. You know, I think we have rules set up and in place that make us as safe as you can be still dining out. We're right around 50% capacity. And
good for you.
I think we're doing a pretty darn good job with the pandemic and making sure people are healthy and happy and can still get out and be a little bit of a normal life.
Yeah, you only have a few stools at the bar itself, which is great. And I believe in the beer hall still you didn't have any stools, which was my biggest concern going in there, you know, during all of this last summer, that so many people would crowd in on the bar itself. So having people in the beer hall sitting at their seats and being served was a great move. What a job you guys, you and your brother and the designers and all the workmen, work people on the building itself. Did it exceed your expectations? Is that exactly what you wanted to do? Or how was the whole process?
The whole process was, you know, it was probably the scariest thing we've ever done.
Yeah,
ever.
For sure.
Taking a big historic brick building in Sandpoint, Idaho, and trying to rebuild it and then throwing the pandemic in, you know, didn't help at all. But
and having your first child.
Yeah, having my first job definitely didn't help. I mean, but all of it, I like to think that we're a little lucky and that, you know, all of it worked out. We were basically on budget. Bowden Architecture, you know, really helped out, gave us some designs that really just didn't impact the building very much. So it helped us, you know, not damage the building beyond, you know, if we ever wanted to move out.
Yeah.
And also, the less impact actually made it so it didn't cost as much. You know, putting putting plumbing for the bathrooms above another bathroom. You know, mm-hmm. There's these things that make the overall cost of doing the remodel more cost effective. So it was awesome to work with Bowdoin. And then, just the fact that we did our, we were the contractors involved. We ran the project. And we used only pubs that we know and like. And, Sandpoint's an amazing town for that kind of stuff. And we have relationships and we built over the years and we got to use those relationships as much as possible. And, the building, we're extremely lucky. The building was built so well by the government that it is like a bomb shelter.
Yeah. And that must have been terrifying for you and Mickey to think, we just don't blow it. Don't hurt something that can't be repaired in the original condition it was. And I mean, and the detail you went, first of all, congratulations on coming in on budget. No building project comes in on budget. So that's a major feat in itself. But you guys went right down to like your heating system, the old heater, instead of replacing it, you just had it restored. That's an incredible attention to detail. So congratulations on little things like that.
Well, luckily, Sandpoint, Idaho has a basically, I call him a boiler nerd, but he is a very, very, very talented boiler tech that lives in Sandpoint, Idaho. And he's been great to deal with and help with and kind of steer us on our steam system. So in the building, we have what's called a wet steam system. So basically, the steam flows back to the boiler through the same pipes. And it's the original steam system. It was installed in 1926.
That is so
awesome. And we are in the process of retrofitting it to run a hybrid burner that will use old fryer oil and then also natural gas to heat the building.
Yeah, so not only natural beer, but the original heat. And you guys are just doing it right. Speaking of doing it right, obviously one of my favorite restaurants in the area. Has the menu changed or anything since the other pub on First Avenue?
During the pandemic, we scaled the menu back. Mm-hmm. It was the food service companies were hard to deal with, they would out us on things like chicken, just so we kind of scaled the menu back. And we actually launched a new menu today with some new side options and some new innovations. So that's been the culmination of the last 2 weeks. And we're really excited to kind of launch it and see how having a bigger kitchen can help us evolve as a restaurant and make us even better. In a perfect world, we want to sell pretty much everything we make is going to be sell everything we make, everything we sell. That's my ultimate goal. Mm-hmm. I would rather pay a livable wage in Sandpoint, Idaho to somebody than buy it from a food service company.
That's great.
Already pre-made.
That is really awesome. Can we see the new menu online yet, or is that still something?
Yes, it's on our website.
So, check that out at McDuff's, and I'm excited to see that. And, just real quick, just tell people what your hours are there. Are they any different than the old pub?
No, currently we're doing 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week. And another thing I just wanted to tell all the listeners that the beer hall and production brewery are going to stay the same. It's probably our number one question we get asked. So the old downtown location will go back to the Farm and Trust, and we will keep the beer hall and production brewery as it. So
yeah, that is what people are asking me all the time about. What about the beer hall? I like just to go there for a beer. Well, you could still do that. And congratulations on becoming a dad, and congratulations to you and Mickey on this massive project and almost a little bit of a break with the pandemic, that all of a sudden you were in no hurry to meet any deadline to open up. So that was a good move as well. You've done everything right, and just keep it up and save a La Cerveza for me.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right, Duffy, have a good weekend. We'll see you later. Duffy Mahoney from McDuff's. I also want to thank Marcy and Katie from Kinnick-Sue Land Trust for joining us today. You can go to kinnick-sue.org to learn more about the events they have coming up, or if you're interested in volunteering or joining and seeing what's up, what your kids can get involved with. And I also want to thank the folks at Bonner General Health for joining us every Thursday. I'm back in here next Wednesday with another Ricky's Top 10. And until then, I'm Bob Witte. And we'll see you later.
2246 CU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint.